The Prime Minister of Greece, Kostas Simitis, embarked on a public relations swing today, touring several venues for next year's Olympic Games in Athens. This after much criticism of some of the venues, as well as concerns about security, transportation, and planning. The Prime Minister declared Greece will be ready and safe for the Olympic Games. Daniel Howden has been keeping tabs on Greek Olympic preparations for the Christian Science Monitor, and he joins us now. Daniel, first let's talk about the problems with the venues, and specifically the rowing venue in Skinias. What's the problem there?
Well, the preparations for the rowing venue were blown off course. August is noted for one thing aside from the heat in Athens, which is strong winds, which are known locally as the Meltemia. They tend to blow in at this time of month, but unfortunately they blew up big waves and helped to sink the rowers in the first few competitions.
These were trials for next year's Olympics, and this trial was not a huge success by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, within 2 days of the trials beginning, the U.S. team had had to swim the last section of the rowing, and Dennis Oswald, number two at the International Olympic Committee, was hunkered down in a tent apologizing to the international media and promising that things were going to get better next year.
There's been a lot of concern raised also about security, both the cost in terms of how much Greece is going to have to pay for the security or if they're going to get any outside help, and just how secure the Olympics will be. What's the situation with that?
Well, since the last Summer Olympics in Sydney, obviously the security environment has changed a lot. Greece is now talking about budgeting nearly $600 million on setting up security for the Olympics. Some security experts have been talking about Athens as a peach of a target, but they're spending nearly twice as much as was spent at the last Olympics. So the report on security is more of a could do possibly a little bit better, but doing okay, certainly in comparison with the other areas of preparation.
The other areas, I assume, would include transportation. There's been a lot of worry that there will not be adequate transportation to get both athletes and visitors around to all the venues.
Well, the city is a giant building site. There are tens and tens of miles of roads being put up at the moment, and it's really going to be a nail-biter. Will the road reach the airport before the tourists reach the airport? I mean, that's one of the serious questions that's facing organizers.
How much is at stake for Greece and for the Greek psyche in all of this? I was reading a part of an editorial from a Greek newspaper that said if the problems aren't fixed, they will torpedo next year's games, resulting in the humiliation of this country.
Well, modern Greece, like many countries that have formerly been great or certainly have a vision of past greatness, suffer from a little bit of contemporary inferiority complex. And staging a successful Olympics could actually just give a solid kind of modern achievement to put alongside all of the great ancient achievements and actually make people feel a little bit more self-confident.
And we should say that despite all of the problems, specifically with the rowing venue that we mentioned, apparently that during some of the other trials over the weekend, athletes thought they were a huge success and that some of the sights were really quite stunning.
Well, the archers had the best time. They got to fire their arrows in the old Olympic Stadium. This is where the games were revived in 1896. It's an elegant marble horseshoe in the center of the city. So they got to get this fantastic stadium that feels like something a little bit out of the Gladiators. So they gave the test event a massive thumbs up.
Any other venues that are going to be particularly striking?
Well, the cycling, I think, is going to be the most exciting and the most gripping visually because one of the cycle races actually uses a route that goes right around the Acropolis and obviously the Parthenon. So the cycling event is going to take place in the shadow of this fantastic monument, the cradle of civilization, as most people refer to it.
Well, Daniel Howden, thanks for joining us today.
Very nice to speak to you.
Daniel Howden has been following the Olympic preparations in Athens for the Christian Science Monitor.